and they stop here. That's the Gopal Temple. And here, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell the story of this mystery that you have heard from the Jewish people traveling through here with this Jewish master, might have been the He describes that there is a young Brahmin and an old Brahmin who travels to many holy places throughout India. And the young Brahmin was the servant to the old Brahmin and with great devotion to care for all of his needs. And finally they came to the holiest of all places, Vrindavan town. And the elder Brahmin was so satisfied with the service of this young Brahmin that he promised that he would give him his daughter hand in marriage. And the young Brahmin said that this is impossible because you are coming from a very high class family and I'm coming from a lower class Brahmin family. Your wife and your children will never agree to marry a daughter to a lower family. And he said, no, this is my daughter, and I will do what I want with her, and I will marry her to you only. So the younger Brahmin, he was actually very detached. He was completely immersed in devotional service to Krishna. But he was afraid that to tell a lie in the holy land of Vrindavan will disturb the older Brahmin's spiritual life. So he said, if you really want to do this, then you say this promise before the deity of Gopal. So at that time, the original temple was still in Vrindavan near Keshi Ghat. They went to the Gopal temple, and they stood before the deities of Gopal, and the older Brahmin said, I promise I will give my daughter in marriage to him. And then the young Brahmin said to Gopal, and if he does not, you should bear witness to this promise. So then they went back to a place in Orissa called Vidyanagar. And some long time passed, and the older Brahmin never came. When he mentioned his idea to his wife and sons, they became so outraged that the wife said, you will never marry my daughter to a lower class family. And if you do, I will drink poison and commit suicide. And his eldest son, he said the same thing. So he didn't know what to do. So the younger Brahmin, completely transcendental to all of this, but wanted to protect the spiritual life, because dishonesty can never attain Krishna. If you do not keep your word, you can never become Krishna conscious. So out of compassion, he didn't want this man's life to be spoiled. So he came to the home and he said, actually what happened is the eldest son of this older Brahmin, he said, if this young Brahmin comes to try to convince you to give our sister, you just tell him that you don't remember. So the younger Brahmin came and he said to the older Brahmin, I've been waiting so long. You promised me your daughter. Why you are not giving? Why you are not keeping your word? The older Brahmin remained silent. And he was just in the core of his heart praying, Krishna save me. I don't want to tell a lie, but at the same time, I don't want to be the cause of death to all my family members. So he was in a very difficult predicament. At that time, the son, he took a stick and went to beat the younger Brahmin, and the younger Brahmin had to run away. So he went to the townspeople and he said that this man has given his word. Now, because of his family members' pressure, he is not keeping his word. So the townspeople called the eldest son, and the Brahmin. The elder Brahmin said, I do not remember what I have said. And then the son of him, he said, that this young Brahmin, he's a thief, he's a rogue, he's a dacoit. He gave my father poison, he stole all his riches from him, and then he concocted this demoniac lie that he promised my sister in marriage. So the people of the town, they did not know who to believe. So they looked at the younger Brahmin and said, what? He said, the Didi Gopal, the promise was made before him. He is the witness. So the townspeople said, so you bring Gopal here, and if he testifies on your behalf, then we know it's true? He said, yes, I will bring Gopal here, and he will bear witness to this promise. And the son of the older Brahmin, he was asked, if he bears witness, will you then agree? He said, definitely, because he was an atheist. How is a deity going to come here and bear witness? This is ridiculous. So the young Brahmin walked all the way back to Vrindavan, over 1,000 kilometers, and he went to the Gopal temple, and he bowed down, and he said, Gopal, I'm not attached to this daughter, I'm not attached to anything but your loving service, but I am attached that this older Brahmin, who's a very pious person, is not manipulated and exploited by his family members to tell this lie. So please protect his spiritual life. Come to Vidyanagar and testify that he has, bear witness that he has made this promise. At that time, the deity of Gopal spoke. He said, yes, I have heard the promise. I am the witness. You bring them here? He said, no, you must come there. But I'm a deity. How can I walk? Deities don't walk. So the young Brahmin said to him, if you can talk, you can walk. So this was good logic. He said, all right, I will walk. You cook for me one mound of rice every day, and you never look back. As soon as you look back to see whether I'm there, I'll stop, and I will not go further. But you will know I'm behind you because you will hear the tickling of my ankle bells. So they began to walk. And the deity of Gopal walked all the way from Vrindavan down through all of Uttar Pradesh, Bihar, Bengal, Madhya Pradesh, into Orissa, until they came to the outskirts of Vidyanagar. At that time, the young Brahmin looked back, and there was Gopal standing behind him with a beautiful smile. And he said, now you go and get the people. So he went and got all the townspeople, and in front of everybody, the deity spoke and bore witness to the promise of the older Brahmin. Shri Gopal Ki Jai! Since that time, this deity of Gopal has been known as Sakshi Gopal. Sakshi means witness. Gopal the witness. Sakshi Gopal Ki
Jai!
Arivo!
The older Brahmin bowed down before the Lord in great ecstatic love, thanking the Lord for protecting his devotional service. And then together, the older Brahmin, the younger Brahmin, they worshipped Sakshi Gopal for the rest of their lives with great love and devotion. This deity became so famous because everybody throughout all the area knew that this deity had walked there. And so many thousands of people heard the deity speak. So this deity became the most celebrated and famous deity in the whole area. And gradually they built a temple for him and everything. And one great king of Orissa, he wanted to bring this deity some generations later to Cuttack, which is this place, the capital, later on. And the deity was moved here so that the king could personally worship him. And since then, Sakshi Gopal has been worshipped in this place. So now everyone, please behold the beautiful form of Sakshi Gopal.